Three more victims of the Omagh bombing were remembered today as the public inquiry into whether the 1998 atrocity could have been prevented continued. 29 people, including a woman pregnant with twins, died in the bombing. The inquiry is sitting in the Struil Arts Centre in Omagh, from where our northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us. Conor, today the inquiry heard about the life of 17-year-old Samantha McFarland, who was working in a charity shop just before the bomb exploded. Tell us about her.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, 17-year-old Samantha McFarland, as you say, she'd been working in an Oxfam shop in Omagh, close to where the car bomb had been left that Saturday in 1998. She was working alongside her best friend, Lorraine Wilson. The shop, the bomb warning came in, and as we know, obviously, there was a confusion around the bomb warning, so the shop was evacuated and the two girls were asked to leave and went out into the street. Now, apparently, what we heard today was Samantha didn't want to go too far because she actually had the keys of the shop. And as a result of, I suppose, that, they stayed in the area, and that meant that they were caught in the blast. Both she and her best friend, Lorraine, were killed. In the course of the hearing this morning, the inquiry chairman, Alan Turnbull, contrasted Samantha's kind-heartedness, the fact that here was a teenage girl who was giving up part of her Saturday to work in a charity shop, with the evil intent of her killers, who had effectively parked a large car bomb in the middle of a market town that Saturday and walked away from it.
One really has to wonder whether there could be any greater contrast between the generous and socially minded attitude of a teenager who chose to spend the precious spare time of her young years trying to help those with less advantages than herself, and, on the other hand, the morality of those who would walk away from a car loaded with explosives in the middle of the main street on a sunny Saturday afternoon, in the sure knowledge that devastation would ensue shortly thereafter.
And that was the inquiry chairman, Alan Turnbull, talking about 17-year-old Samantha McFarland, who was killed in the bomb. The inquiry also heard, Conor, about Sean McGrath. He was a businessman and a father of four who was 61 when he died in the bombing.
Yes, Sean McGrath was the last of the 29 victims of the Omagh bombing to die. He actually sustained serious injuries on the day of the explosion, but died in hospital 3 weeks later. Now, I think, as I said to you yesterday, Rachel, on some occasions people are giving personal accounts, and on some occasions they're being read into the record on their behalf by lawyers, because obviously this is very, very difficult territory for the family. So on this occasion, statements by his children were read into the record. His daughter, Nolene, said he was a very considerate gentleman, kind to a fault was the way she described him. His son, Connor, said the family had never really come to terms with his murder. Just to quote him directly, he said, "Every anniversary picks at the scar, maybe not as raw, but still not healed, and I doubt it ever will." Sean McGrath only got to know one of his four grandchildren before he was murdered. This was something that was a cause of some distress to the family. And quite a poignant moment in the course of the hearing this morning, we actually were privileged to be able to see a bit of family video of Sean playing with that little girl, Sarah. And it was very clear that he took a great delight in his first grandchild, as I'm sure he would have done with the subsequent grandchildren that he never got to meet.
Now, Elizabeth, or Libby Rush, she was also remembered today. She was 57 and had a shop in Market Street, close to where the bomb exploded. Tell us about her, Conor.
Yes, Libby, as you say, was 57. She had a shop in Market Street in Omagh, effectively just right beside, I think, where the bomb had been planted. It was a furniture and fancy goods shop. We also heard today that in later years she'd turned her hand to crafts, and she used to sell some of that stuff that she made herself in her own shop. Her husband, Lawrence, a man I came to know in the early years after the Omagh bombing, he was one of those who had pursued answers in the aftermath of the bombing. He was the first really to articulate the kind of real concerns that have since have been articulated by many people about intelligence feelings and police investigative feelings that may have meant that this atrocity could have been prevented. Now, Lawrence has since died. He was really talking about the possibility of a state cover-up, when it was really quite unpopular in the immediate aftermath of the bombing to do so. So he faced some criticism for that, but I think effectively his family believed that others finally came round to his his way of thinking, I suppose, if you like. The family, very clearly from the tone of their evidence today, consider him a trailblazer, really, in the quest for truth about Omar, despite that early opposition, as I say, to the kinds of things he was saying back then. And his daughter, Siobhan, spoke for the family.
He demanded accountability and transparency. His confrontational approach was met with disapproval and ridicule. Politicians, the security forces, and the community avoided conversations, not acknowledging the effect on the victims' families. Even friends and extended family avoided the subject. Undeterred by the negative responses, Lawrence relentlessly confronted all. Why? The answer is simple. He loved Libby. His wife, the mother of his children, and his soulmate.
And that was Siobhan Rose speaking to the OMA inquiry this morning. Our thanks to our correspondent, Conor McCauley.